Let's get the Stags' reaction to that win at Macclesfield by 3-2. Peter Shurtliff, the manager, is with Jonathan Breeze.
That's a dramatic 3-2 win. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it was interesting, that's for sure. Not sure why they disallowed Macclesfield's first goal in, well, the goal in the first half. Offside, I think the linesman gave, but then they got a freak goal, really. The boy was trying to cross it, and it was one of those that just mishit crosses that are difficult for keepers to judge, and it just flew over Carl into the top corner. But then we got back in the game, and I was disappointed that we didn't go on from there to sort of finish them off, as it were. Because we looked as though we got the ascendancy once we got the first goal, with it the post before that. And I was a little bit disappointed we didn't go on and win it from there. But obviously, you know, they've gone 2-1 up, and then we've come back, show very, very good character, to be fair to the players. And I was pleased with that. And Richie obviously getting the winner in the closing minutes. I can't remember another game where we've scored a goal this season particularly that's been in the closing minutes.
So many things to talk about. Of course, Richie Barker getting those two against his former club. I mean, what does that mean now for him? Because he's in fine form, isn't he?
Yeah, he's playing well. He's done well this season. There's no doubt about it. And I thought he was man of the match today. He was certainly a problem for their defenders all afternoon. And he worked very hard. And credit to him, he's got his goals.
First away win of the season, how important is that to you?
It's very important. It's psychologically, it's important, and it's very important that we've got back-to-back wins now, which is a terrific achievement. And if we can carry on in this form and spirit, then we can put a little run together.
The nature of the win must impress you more than anything.
Yeah, I think they've shown good character all season, in fairness, and we probably deserved more points than we've actually achieved. Today, Macclesfield will be disappointed that they haven't got at least a point. But at the end of the day, we've come away from home and scored 3 goals. So, credit to our players, and they've done very well. And they deserve their win today because they've worked very hard.
A word about Paul Ince as well in his first game as manager. It's a difficult learning curve for him.
Well, it's a difficult league, you know. He's brought a few people in and he's trying to alter the culture at the club, I would imagine. And Paul's got a vast experience, and good luck to him, but, you know, it's not easy.
I saw you having a word with him before kick-off. What was he like? Was he up for the game?
Yeah, I know Paul. I've played against him quite a lot throughout my career. And obviously, I'm doing a course at Warwick University and he's on the same course. So we speak there as well, and he's a good lad, and credit to him actually to take on the job.
Back to your players for a second, and Giles Coke getting his first goal of the season as well. What does that mean for him now this season?
Well, I'm pleased for Giles. He's not had the best of times. He played the first game, then was out for a month with injury, and he's had another few niggles and, you know, one or two bits and pieces. He couldn't really get into his stride, and I thought he did well today, and I was pleased with him.
And Michael Balding returning to action as well from injury.
Yeah, that's another boost for us. Michael just gives us that little bit, a threat in their box, if you like, and in fact I think it was his header where the boy raised his hands for the penalty, for Richie's penalty. So Mickey's a threat. He'll gain the box, he's got pace, and he can finish, so he just gives us that little bit extra.
And you finished the month unbeaten, and do you think you've got a sense of some really good form coming your way now?
Well, I think that's 8 points from the last 4 games, so that's excellent form by anybody's standards. So I'm pleased with the players. They've worked hard through the week and training, and they've done what I've tried to instill, and the work ethic's fantastic. So credit to them, they've done great.
And confidence after that first away win must be sky high now.
Yeah, we've got a great game in the Johnson's Trophy against Grimsby at home, which we'll have to prepare for now. And then we've got a tricky fixture away, a long trip to Bristol Rovers, so we'll have to prepare for that as well.
And as long as Richie Barker keeps in his goal scoring form, then things are going to go well for you, aren't they?
Yeah, I think Richie's enjoying his football. He's a very good pro, he's fit. I think we've got him. I've got him doing different things than what he was used to previously. I think that's resulting in him scoring.
thanks very much for joining me. Thank you very much. Back to you.
That is Peter Shurtleff with Jonathan Breeze at the Moss Rose. 4 points off the playoffs, Mansfield.